Hello, and thank you for listening. So my name is Christoph, and I'm the head of marketing at Kneip. One of our core activities at Kneip is to publish fund data. And so we publish fund data across 40 countries. Now, in doing so, we partner with a broad range of about 200 media vendors. And today we're speaking to one of our newest partners, EDI, formerly known as Exchange Data International. And I have the pleasure of welcoming Jonathan Bloch, who's the CEO of EDI. Hello, Jonathan.
Hi, nice to meet you.
So thank you for joining us. So today you will tell us a little bit more about EDI, about what you do and what makes you unique. So maybe start us off with a bit of an overview, when you started, where you operate and who your clients are.
Sure. So EDI was established in 1994. So we're just over 26 years old now. And we are based in London, with operational centers in Morocco and India, and freelance translators all over the world. We cover worldwide securities information, fixed income, equities, derivatives, and increasingly, and more importantly, we are now beginning to cover investment funds. And we translate 35 languages a day. So we have translators all over the world and basically translate any language which has got commercial value.
Okay. And maybe tell us a little bit about what it is that you do, a bit more of the detail.
Sure. So we cover reference data, corporate actions, and closing prices, ultimately for all securities in the world. So for funds, we would cover details of new issues, if funds have amalgamated or closed down or changed their name. And we also cover their net asset values.
Okay. I was on your website before we talked, and I saw that your main slogan is doing data differently. So I was going to ask you, what differentiates you from other data providers?
Yeah. So we have a very different philosophy from other data providers and vendors, in the sense that we give liberal redistribution rights to our clients. So we don't charge them for every different app that they might use. We give them very broad liberal redistribution policies. Secondly, they buy the data from us rather than lease it. So if they decide to terminate the agreement for any reason, they do not have to expunge the data. Thirdly, we customize the data for them, so they don't need to take any unnecessary data. We will create fees which just give them the data that they require and need. Fourthly, we cover the world. No matter how obscure a country is, if it's any frontier market, emerging market, we will cover them. And more importantly, and lastly, we're probably the cheapest data provider that is out there.
That is always good. Thank you. I saw also that one of the services you're quite known for is corporate actions. And I heard that this can be quite a complicated business. Why is that?
Well, every country has its own requirements in terms of taxation, listing requirements, corporation law, and all those melt together when you create a corporate action. So corporate actions span probably about 60 different events, ranging from the most innocuous being a name change to the more complicated scheme of arrangements where a company might change its capital structure. And this has implications from a taxation point of view, from a regulatory point of view, from a compliance with corporate law and listings. So all those meld together in how that corporate action is portrayed.
I see. And is it fair to say that corporate action data is by nature quite inaccurate? And if so, what is the industry doing to solve that?
Corporate action data is very granular, and it's very easy for that data to be incorrect, inaccurate, or misinterpreted for a number of different reasons. Firstly, corporate finance teams can be very obscure in terms of what they create. Things are not always as transparent as with transparent as one would like them to be. Secondly, corporate action events are open to interpretation. And that interpretation, depending on what it is, could have tax consequences. Thirdly, they can be very complex because people are given different options. So let me just take a simple dividend. Usually dividends are paid in cash, but there could be an option to take the dividend in either cash or stock. Plus, there could be, for the cash part of the dividend, an option to take it in different currencies. Plus, there could be the option to reinvest the dividend.
It
just can mushroom into a whole range of options with different consequences depending on where you live, tax-wise, etc.
Interesting. If I'm not mistaken, corporate actions and dividend information, these used to be seen more as kind of back office issues, but I think that's changing today. And I was going to ask you, what are the advantages that you see of publishing them today? And maybe what are the consequences of not publishing them today?
Well, I mean, if you just want to take a simple example of a name change, if you are an investor and you're looking to see the valuation of your portfolio and you don't see a familiar name in your portfolio, but it's something else, if you haven't been told of the corporate action, you won't know that that stock has changed its name. So it's very important, particularly for investors who follow their portfolios, to understand what has happened to their securities. Let me give you another example. Say there's a stock split, and suddenly you notice that the price of your share has halved. And you think, my God, what has happened to the stock? Actually, the price adjusted might be the same, but there's been a stock split. So if you are monitoring your portfolio and the valuation, it's very important that you keep abreast of corporate actions, because that will affect how you look at your portfolio. And increasingly, we see corporate actions being delivered not only to the back office, but also to the middle office, where they do accounting and risk, as well as to the front office, which needs to be up to date with how stocks are represented and how they are priced.
See, yeah. And natural next question then, how can EDI help with all this?
EDI gathers corporate actions from over 400 sources every day. And we produce 4 feeds a day, taking into account different geographic regions, which we produce either as a feed, or people could go look up on the web, or could get email alerts. And we're about to produce an API where people could call particular securities. And we differ from our competitors in all the reasons that are outlined in terms of liberal redistribution rights, owning the data, customizing the data for you. And of course, we are the cheapest.
Great. I have one last question. I was thinking, what would be your one piece of advice for asset managers today, or you know, looking maybe at 2021? What would be the one thing that you think, if you met someone, what would you say to them as an advice?
I would say, make sure that you are up to date with your corporate actions throughout the organization. Often we see disconnect between the front, middle, and back office. because people have not updated the information throughout the enterprise. And I think if you are going to run an efficient, rational organization, you've got to start looking at things from an enterprise point of view, rather than from distinct offices, middle office, back office, front office.
Okay, great. Well, Jonathan, thank you very much for your time today. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. Nice to meet you all.
Thanks.